Afternoon, welcome back. 517, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Ben Birnbaum of the Washington Times. He is a foreign affairs reporter, and he's been following the whole situation with Israel. In fact, in today's Washington Times, you'll see the story, Netanyahu, time running out in Iran. Ben, good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
I had mentioned this earlier today. I have talked with Benjamin Netanyahu many times over the years. I know of his deep commitment to the people of Israel. However, listening to him speak over the past couple of days, I sense a real degree of urgency that I haven't really gotten in the past. Do you get the same thing?
Absolutely. We are at a critical juncture, and I don't think it's inconceivable at all that we could see some sort of confrontation before the end of the year, certainly before the end of the election.
Every day that they wait is a gamble. Is that what I take from him?
I don't know that every day they wait is a gamble, but we are approaching a point at which Israel, at least Israeli officials, fear that they may not be able to inflict the sort of damage on Iran's nuclear program that would set it back sufficiently. And so you hear Israeli officials use this word zone of immunity. And basically what that means is that at a certain point, Iran will cross the threshold where Israel will be unable to strike. And at that point, it really falls to the hands of the U.S. and the Obama administration. So right now the tension is over getting an assurance from President Obama and the Obama administration that in the event that Israel does give more time for sanctions and for diplomacy to work, which is what the administration is asking, that the U.S. will give a firm commitment to strike in the event that those measures don't succeed.
Yeah.
And, of course, they are unwilling to do that right now.
Yeah. The president made it sound, over the weekend, it made it sound as if we were working on something behind the scenes, some type of diplomatic effort. Did you sense that's not the case, or do you think they really are?
Well, the diplomacy has pretty much been, the diplomatic track has been frozen for several months. We do have Catherine Ashton from the European Union exchanging letters with her Iranian interlocutors talking about a possible resumption of talks, but it's really unclear where that's headed right now. What you might see, and this has been reported today elsewhere, is an upping of the sanctions track. We recently sanctioned the Iranian Central Bank, and now there's talk of sanctioning all Iranian banks, which would really have a devastating effect on their economy. But as Netanyahu himself said, in his speech, it's hurt the Iranian economy, but the program continues to march forward. So we're at a very uncertain stage.
Yeah. CBS News is reporting, as of just a little while ago, that evidently Iran has agreed to UN inspections of the area that is believed to be housing their atomic program. Have you heard anything on that?
I have not. I mean, it depends what site. I can't comment on that because I haven't seen the report.
Yeah, I'm just curious. To me, that sounds like maybe something is working, some kind of pressure is being applied to make, Iran cooperate with the UN, something that they've been reluctant to do.
Well, what you have to keep in mind is that the Iranians have a complete incentive to make it look like they are cooperating to some degree, because that makes military action by the Israelis that much less likely, or at least it makes, Israelis fear that there'll be a bigger international outcry if they strike when it appears that Iran is finally coming to the table, is finally being cooperative.
Yeah.
So,
I noticed that Netanyahu was very forceful in his delivery last night in particular, knowing that, hey, we're going to have to, this is about us, and if we have to take action, we're going to do that. But do we know whether or not Netanyahu told the president that Israel was ready to take action?
Mm-hmm. There was a really good report in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, and they basically had a readout of the meeting. And according to them, Netanyahu said he had not made a decision yet. And Obama said what he had said in public, which is that the U.S. does not have a policy of containment. Now, this is new language, and it's a little significant because, we've heard all options on the table for several years right now. By saying we have no policy of containment, that is sort of hemming in the president's, it's constraining his future options. And it's notable that whenever Israelis speak now, they reiterate that language because they want to make sure that the U.S. does not go in that direction, and that in the event that we do cross a zone of immunity, the U.S. will be committed to some sort of action.
Yeah, yeah. And we all know that decisions made in an election year are more heavily weighed than under normal circumstances, if you will. Has Netanyahu taken advantage of that or made any mention of the U.S. elections?
Oh, he's tried not to. I mean, he doesn't want it to be seen as meddling in the internal affairs of the U.S. And, of course, one of the one part of the calculus on Netanyahu's part is if he believes that Obama is going to be reelected, he doesn't want to alienate him, do anything that would alienate him.
Yeah.
So that's certainly a part of it. But at the same time, in an election year with Obama under pressure from the Republicans, that gives Israel a little bit more of a freer hand because if they strike now, they know that the U.S. will have no choice, or at least Obama would have no choice, but to stand foursquare with Israel. You know, after this year, after November, it might be a little more complicated.
Yeah. The fear if we do nothing or if Israel does nothing in this case, obviously Iran would continue the program. They'd probably come up with a nuclear weapon. There's no doubt in many people's mind, including mine, that they would use it. But there's another fear as well, that if they got the bomb, they got the weapon, other countries would want to follow suit right away.
Absolutely. And you heard the president and Netanyahu address this. And the countries most commonly mentioned are Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, potentially others. But essentially the problem here is that if you have an arms race in the Middle East, that basically multiplies the chance by several fold that eventually some crazy will, you know, have his finger on the button and that something will go wrong. One of the points that gets made often that I don't think is appreciated enough, people, when they argue about containment, they say, you know, it worked for the Soviet Union, you know, we can do it in Iran. An important point on that note is that there is no nuclear hotline between Tehran and Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that frightens so many of us is that if you did have a nuclear Iran, the chances of a miscalculation would be very, very high, particularly with you know, how great the mutual suspicion is.
Yeah.
And, you know, containment works, you know, until it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, it's a very scary situation, and I know, like many Americans, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm hoping there's a peaceful resolution to this, but something tells me we may be headed down a very difficult path.
That's very well said.
Yeah. Ben, great to talk to you again. Appreciate you being on the show, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Ben Birnbaum, Washington Times foreign affairs reporter. If you get the opportunity to read his story in today's Washington Times, time running out on Iran.